You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. How are you on a Friday? The wind whips up a little bit, but the temperature is still warm, so we appreciate that. Welcome in. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700, and a great show lined up today. John Walters is going to join us on the Cyclones. This is going to be highly entertaining because they've got the SEC matchup coming up tomorrow. So we'll talk to John about that. Kevin Lehman on college basketball at 4:40. Wolfgang on the show at 5. Scott Phillips from NBC Sports at 5:30. Trent, it is a good day if you are listening to this program right now.
Yeah, we have a little basketball to unearth today, Jimmy B. Basketball-heavy edition this afternoon, and well, I'm not going to say I'm too upset about it. Jim, I've told you before, my favorite sport is college basketball, and though it's been a trying year overall in this state, Iowa disappointment, Iowa State going to more than likely miss the tournament for the first time in 6 years. UNI's been disappointing, and though Drake's been a nice story, we still know for them getting to the ultimate goal, the NCAA tournament, is going to take 3 wins in 3 days down in St. Louis. So even with that, there's so much good college basketball. Jim, last night, or 2 nights ago, I found myself up late in the evening watching Wyoming host Nevada, a very good Nevada team that we saw against Iowa State a year ago in the NCAA tournament. And I was up watching that thing go to double overtime because I'm just a college basketball junkie.
Yeah. Hey, look, and did you agree on the non-call at the end of regulation that should have been called a foul?
Do you call a game differently in the final moments?
I think most officials do.
They do? There's two camps out there, though, right? There's the one side that says if it's a foul in the first minute, it's a foul in the last minute.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I think there's so many things. There's too many people that everything has to just be black and white. And it doesn't matter if we're talking politics. It doesn't matter if we're complaining about Fran McCaffrey's contract extension. It has to be one or the other. And everything has to be, you know, that way. In basketball, in officiating, I'm fine with refs. Again, it's not just, well, let them decide it on the court. If there's a foul, you got to call it. But I think there is some discrepancy, though. Maybe do let them get away with a little bit more late in games. Mm-hmm. I don't have a huge problem with that.
Okay, fair enough. I did not either. There was a lot of chatter on Twitter about it following Nevada's loss and the Wyoming upset. And that was a big game in the Mountain West, no question about that. But I was just curious because I know for a fact, calling as many games as I've worked, and you yourself, even at the high school level, I think officials try to let the players decide the game and not have the referee decide the game.
You get into some trouble when you do that. You let a foul call get away and it impacts a guy's shot. I mean, you're really not letting the kids decide it when you do that. It's a slippery slope, no doubt, Jimmy B, but I don't want to start with slippery slopes today. Yesterday, we talked a lot about what was happening with Fran McCaffrey, the contract extension. Still a lot of chatter on Twitter, a lot of people talking about it on the message boards. Now that you've had a day to, you know, look back upon it, you know, what happened, what was going on, any change to your thought process, any change to where you sit as you look back at what McCaffrey got and sitting on this thing for 2 months before we find it out? Thank goodness for Scott Docterman.
I look at it this way. I think McCaffrey was brilliant in signing a brand new contract. I'm not buying the verbiage that he had several other offers. I'm sorry, I can't buy that one. But he is the coach that Gary Barta likes. Gary Barta hired. You went through it so eloquently the other day when you rambled off what they have done in basketball, and it's not a great resume, not just under McCaffrey, but for decades, it's not a great resume. And we had the discussion about how maybe fans seem to think all of a sudden that Iowa is so
in the past, and that's not the case, Trent.
It's not. And you get into two sides of a debate. You get into, are you just accepting mediocrity? And earlier today, myself and Ken Miller, we were talking about this very point. Is the Iowa fan base, and as everyone knows, I am a Hawkeye fan, and really, my favorite thing is Hawkeye basketball. That was the thing growing up that made me a sports fan. And mediocrity, your definitions can be just so swayed. It can be so many different things that are about it. What is a benchmark? What's a realistic goal? We talked about this yesterday. What is realistic for Iowa basketball to be? NCAA tournament team? Sure. In the 68 team era of college basketball, 68 teams getting in. You don't have to have a great resume to get in. Perfect example? Last year's Iowa Hawkeyes, who were bad in the non-conference for a stretch, struggled mightily, lost to Nebraska-Omaha, but came back, played well in conference play by the end of it, and by the end of the season, were right on the precipice of being an NCAA tournament team. And a lot of people say, with a win against Indiana in the Big Ten tournament, they would have been dancing a year ago. It wasn't a great team. We saw that throughout the year. So it doesn't take a ton to be a tournament team. But not everybody can be in. Not everybody can have a program at that level. Illinois fans would probably look at what Iowa's done during this time period and say, you know what, over the last 6-7 years, we'd sign up to be what Iowa's been. Minnesota fans before last year would have done the same. Nebraska, they've made one NCAA tournament under Tim Miles. Still haven't won a game as a program. Or you can go a step further and aspire to be Wisconsin. How has Wisconsin done it? How can that program, as bad as it was, both football and basketball, throughout the 80s and the early 90s, morph into the program that we've saw? Now, a step back, obviously, in basketball. But that's the other side. And I get it. I completely understand it. Why can't Iowa be that? If Kansas State football can turn around in a dump of a town like Manhattan, how come Iowa can't do it in basketball? If Baylor, or they had a murder, if they can be good in basketball, going from no national profile, why can't Iowa? And I get what you're saying. I completely understand it. But are there corners cut? Well, I think you can look at most of those examples, maybe short of Wisconsin, and you do fine. With Kansas State, it was on the back of junior college players. Now, it takes a special coach, and that's Bill Snyder, a once-in-a-generation type of coach, to be able to do that, to be able to get you to that level, coach those guys up, and have them ready to go by the time you get in conference play in a quick turnaround. But Baylor, Scott Drew, recruited at a high level. He's also found diamonds in the rough and developed them into NBA guys. You have to give credit where credit's due. He's also in Texas. There's a lot more basketball talent in the state of Texas than there is in the state of Iowa. We all know that. We all know that. So it's very difficult for me to go and look at what Fran McCaffrey has done. The building of the program. First year, got the upset against Purdue, but that was it. Year number two, got to the NIT. Year three, got to the championship of the NIT. And years four, five, and six went to the NCAA tournament. And even last year, with four freshmen in the starting lineup, they were a game away from being a tournament team. This is the first bad season. I want to throw the guy out. We talked expectations yesterday, Jimmy B. I get right. The people that want to ascend. They don't want to just be good enough to be a tournament team. They want more than that. Sometimes you have to look at who you are. And, you know, all boats rise to the tide. Iowa, they're where they normally are. This is Iowa basketball. That's what I continue to come back to.
Mm-hmm. It's, for me, it's one of those things where will he have a year where they make the Sweet 16? Yeah. Yeah, I think they might.
And I think more than anything, that's what the fan base is wanting.
It's looking for it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 1999. Dr. Tom's last season was the last time they even made it to the second weekend. And I was never had a bracket open up for them, you know, where there's an upset beforehand. The last two years when they got beat in the second round, They got throttled by very good teams, Gonzaga and by Villanova. Yep. But we've seen 15 seeds win before. Coppin State over South Carolina, Hampton over Iowa State, Richmond over Syracuse. We've seen that happen before. Iowa hasn't had a bracket, quote-unquote, open up for them and make that path easier. And sometimes that's all that it takes. It takes an upset, and there you are, and you're dancing. Look at Iowa State a couple years ago. Who did they play in the second round? It was Arkansas Little Rock, not Purdue.
Yeah.
Matchups matter. We'll talk about that a lot more when we get into February and into March, how important matchups are. But sometimes luck also plays a part of getting to a Sweet 16 and just finding a matchup that works out for you.
You talk about that all the time on the show. And when you say matchups, it definitely is that. I mean, aside from the top two to four teams, matchups may not be that much of an issue. But from then on, Trent, matchups are a big issue. Mm-hmm. And so that can change the entire tournament. One game can change the entire tournament if you get somebody of a top seed ilk getting knocked out. So, yeah. I mean, look, Iowa State's caught a couple of breaks to get to the round of 32 and then to the round of 16. So, Iowa, you're right. The teams that they have been throttled by in the round of 32 have all been top teams. So they have not caught a break when it comes to something like that. But for some reason, I don't get why the hatred, the vitriol on these goofy message boards calling for the guy's head when you are what you are. You're nothing special. You're not Kentucky. You're not UCLA. You're not Duke. You're not North Carolina. You're freaking Iowa. And look, do I think they'll make a Sweet 16 as McCaffrey is the coach? Yeah. Yeah, I think they're capable of doing that. Not this year, obviously, but maybe in another year or two. That would be fun. But you're right, Trent, when you got to take a step back and understand what you are. And the way that you described it, that's exactly what Iowa is.
It's difficult. It's difficult to be a fan and realize this it, you know, and this is as good as it gets, where yeah, we had a nice year. We finished third in the Big Ten like they did the 2 years previous to last year. And that's it. I get it. I get the fans that want more. It's a nice thought, but reality is where I like to live. And the reality is, it's very, very difficult to do, to make that ascension up. Sometimes you have to cut corners to get there. With that, Jim, we got to take a break, my man. We'll come back, though, on the other side. We will be talking next with our good buddy John Walters from Cyclones TV. Fun matchup with Tennessee. I haven't been a huge fan of the SEC Big 12 Challenge here in late January, but for some reason, I think I'm a little more locked in this year. How about you?
I am. I just think it's because they're going to play against a team that has NCAA tournament aspirations, and because the SEC all of a sudden has become relevant as far as basketball is concerned, with the exception of Kentucky and Florida. So this will be a lot of fun. John's on the way, everybody, right here on the Big Talker 1700.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Hey, guys. This is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's, because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just $5 and change at CeCe's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is now filling Des Moines area positions. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group is hiring full-time merchandisers to provide high-quality merchandising support for Dr. Pepper Snapple Group brands to retail stores within an assigned territory. Apply online at dpsg.com/careers. That's dpsg.com/careers. Or click the link on their website. Join the Dr. Pepper team and receive a $500 sign-on bonus. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too? Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
As a bee emoji, there's nothing I love more than a strong shot of nectar. But getting behind the wheel when you're buzzed? That makes me want to sting. Drive sober and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-to-get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing and a miss. Slam dunk. Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock today. We advertise John Walters, longtime voice of Iowa State, is going to be our guest. He's on with us right now on the Big Talker 1700. Hi, John. Have you warmed up your pipes for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm excited, Jim. It's going to be a good basketball game. I love this SEC Big 12 Challenge. I think it's fun. And it's great for the fans that have season tickets to have a high-name quality opponent come into Hilton that's out of the realm of the normal. And it wouldn't happen without this challenge. You know, it just there's no way Tennessee would probably come into Hilton Coliseum for a home and home. So this is cool. And I think this is good for college basketball because so many of the good non-conference matchups happen on neutral floors, and that just loses something for me. I think the best ones are the ones that are played in home arenas, and this certainly will qualify tomorrow.
It's funny, John, coming into the year, you looked at the matchup.
You know, I'm real curious, John, about the way that this game matches up. Trent already posted that Iowa State is a four-point underdog. I know you don't pay any attention to that, and rightfully so, but still, they are an underdog, at least in the minds of the odds makers. With what you have seen thus far out of Iowa State and playing at home in front of the home crowd, what they did against Baylor on their home floor, do you think you might get something similar to that?
I'm hopeful. You know, the last two Saturdays, Iowa State's really played their best basketball of the season, home against Baylor and home against Texas Tech last week, beating the number 8 team in the country. So, you know, they've managed to put together some pretty good performances on their home floor lately, and that's a great thing if they could keep that rolling. I think it will take probably their best effort to win this game tomorrow because I think Tennessee's really good. I've watched them play a couple games, and they're very athletic, very well coached. They play great defense. They shoot the basketball pretty well from the three-point line. And, you know, they're a good team that's been on a roll. They've got wins over Kentucky, which was a terrific win. They had a non-conference win over Purdue. They've got a good resume. And as of right about now, I think they're projected to be about a 4 or 5 seed for the NCAA tournament. So you know, I'm not surprised that they're a slight favorite in the game. Obviously, the home court is big for Iowa State, but they're going to have to play really well on both ends to find a way to win this game.
John, before we get back into Iowa State, just overall, some fun matchups here. I'm really looking forward to Oklahoma against Alabama and getting to see Colin Sexton against Trae Young. But the headliner's got to be, I think, West Virginia welcoming Calipari in Kentucky. Should be a lot of fun. You mentioned this in the middle of conference season. We've heard some coaches and some people, you know, just talk about how it does disrupt things a little bit here. But these kind of matchups, if they're played in December, it almost feels like they'd be lost. You got football going on. You have so much else. It's a weekend upon itself, and that matchup in itself, West Virginia, Kentucky, is that the one outside Iowa State, Tennessee, obviously, you're looking most forward to?
I think so, and I haven't examined them all real closely, but, yeah, that's the one that kind of jumps off the page. And you know, I understand why the conferences do it the way they do. You're exactly right that it's on a bigger stage by being this weekend. And I think they were smart about it in that they scheduled, or at least as far as I know, the Big 12 Conference scheduled all their games on Monday and Tuesday this week, the early week games, so that you had a little time, if you were that team traveling, to prepare for an opponent that you hadn't seen yet. You know, there's so much familiarity within the Big 12 Conference that it's a little bit easier to prepare quickly for an opponent because you're just so familiar with them. But when it's not a conference opponent, it's nice to have that extra day. And you know, I can say this from the last 2 years when Iowa State's traveled. It is a big inconvenience if you're traveling a lot already within your conference, and then you get another road game stuck in the middle of all that. That's hard. I think that's a very difficult grind. But at the same time, when you're the home team like Iowa State is tomorrow, it's really a great attraction. And so, you know, there's a give and take there. And this year, Iowa State finds itself on the right end of the ledger as far as getting to host. And I think for the good of the game, for the good of the exposure for your conference, it's another chance for the Big 12 Conference to step up and prove that they're the best conference in college basketball. The SEC is pretty good this year. So, if the Big 12 could find a way to win 7 to 10 games here, that's going to bode very well for the Big 12 Conference overall.
John Walters is our guest, longtime voice of Iowa State Cyclones here on the Big Talker 1700. All right, John, let's pick your brain a little bit then about matchups. And you've got a situation right now where you're starting to see Cameron Lard really start to kind of come into his own. A raw talent, it showed promise early. But what are the steps that you have seen from him, just say, in the last few games?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jim, you cut out on me a little bit. I know you were asking about Cameron Lard and the matchups, and certainly I think he'll end up probably matched up with Grant Williams, who's the best player for Tennessee and a sophomore, really strong player, but also very quick and athletic and has a really good first step and can get to the basket, draw contact. Lard's going to have to be really careful to stay out of foul trouble in this game, and it's going to be hard because Williams puts a lot of pressure. He shot, double-digit free throws the two meetings they've had with Vanderbilt. He's had several games this year where he's been up 10, 12, 13 free-throw attempts. And so the pressure is going to be on Cam to defend well without fouling. I think it's a great challenge for Cam, and he's risen to the occasion when he's faced great challenges. You know, he's faced Mohamed Bamba twice now, and he's had 33 points and 28 rebounds in those two meetings against a probably top-five pick in the draft. So I think he gets up for games when they're bigger, and this is one that I think he'll be really fired up for to show what he can do. He'll be matched up, I think, a lot with Grant Williams.
This Tennessee team, a lot of length to them. Another thing that I've seen, and I've only seen them at pockets this year, but they share the ball really well. You know, they don't have a guy that averages 7, 8, 9 assists a game, but just overall, they share the ball. They're making that extra pass, and it seems like Rick Barnes really has this team dialed in.
No, and the statistics really reflect that, Trent. They're good in assist to turnover ratio. They get a lot of assists as a team, and yet they don't have any one guy, you know, that averages more than 4 assists a game. They've got a bunch of guys that average 3 assists a game, and so that kind of reflects exactly what you're talking about, that extra pass, the unselfishness, not worrying about who gets the credit. And they play a lot of guys, and so that lends itself to that too. But they're versatile. They've got good shooters. They've done some really good things. He's done an impressive job down there, and I was always impressed with him at Texas. I mean, look at all the guys that are on NBA rosters right now that played for Rick Barnes, and not just players, but LaMarcus Aldridge and Kevin Durant and DJ Augustin. I mean, really good players that mm-hmm. came through Texas during his time there. And he was always an NCAA tournament team. Sometimes people get bored with a certain level of success and say, oh, we got to take this to a different level. Well, sometimes the other level isn't always up. And, you know, you end up scrambling for the next 10 or 12 years trying to figure out how to get back where you were when you weren't satisfied with that level. And I'm not saying Shaka Smart won't do a great job at Texas, but I think some people down there probably appreciate what Rick Barnes did a little bit more now that he's gone.
John, I'm real curious about the way that you feel about this young team right now. It's Trent and my thought process that next year, with the recruiting class and also with Shaiok and Jacobson coming in, that this team is going to be terrific, especially with the young freshmen getting a year under their belt. Are you?
I think there's that potential, Jim. I really do. But
okay.
There's so much left to this basketball season. They want to make the most out of this year. And you just mentioned the two freshmen that are playing right now, Cameron Lard and Lindell Wigginson, in big roles. And those are two of the better scorers and better players in the Big 12 Conference right now. And so that's an exciting foundation to add to. Nick Wyler-Babb will be back next year. You mentioned Shaiok and Jacobson. I think those guys will make nice contributions. A freshman class that includes Talen Horton-Tucker, who's a dynamite player out of Simeon High School in Chicago. It's a good class on paper. At least it appears to be that way. There is a lot of potential for next year's team, and that's exciting to think about. But, so much luck to try to accomplish this year. And certainly we'll have a lot of time over the summer with nothing going on. You guys can call me, and we'll get excited about that. But, man, I don't want to stray too far from what the coaches are thinking. Let's find a way to beat Tennessee.
Well, and that's the big thing here is, in a way, playing in a Big 12 in what looks like a rebuilding year, it's frustrating because you don't get a night off. But there's still a big opportunity, too. And if you can start playing even better basketball and become more consistent, you know, I've been trying to make the argument now for a week. If they get to 7-11 and beat Tennessee, we at least go down to Kansas City, not with having, they got to win the whole thing, but maybe win a couple games so they can play themselves on the bubble, because those 7 victories are going to be all against pretty good teams. So there's still hope for the season, and I get the excitement, and Jim and I both have it about next year, but there is still a lot to play for, but it's got to start tomorrow.
No, you're right. I mean, you're exactly right. Iowa State has the second toughest remaining schedule of any program in college basketball behind Virginia Tech.
Wow.
And so there's a ton of opportunities out there against very high RPI level teams that, you know, just think how much your perspective will change on Iowa State basketball if they're able to protect their home floor and beat Tennessee and West Virginia in the next 6 days. Think how different your perspective will be on this entire season if that happens. That's a huge if. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing about it is we saw Iowa State play at its absolute best last Saturday, okay, against Texas Tech. They played great basketball for 40 minutes. They dominated the number 8 team in the country. And then they came back and didn't play as well against Texas. And with a young team, or with any team, really, that's not unusual. You know, Nick Volk, the Iowa State golf team, went out and shot a 61 down at the Big 12 tournament a year ago. But he didn't do that every round, you know. And it's dangerous to say, okay, there's how well you can play. Now go out and do that every single night. It's hard to do that. It's impossible to do that. Now, can you get a little bit closer to that level, an inch to the point where, you know, you are more consistently good? Maybe not great every time out, but consistently good. I think that's where Iowa State's trying to get. And then you hope that some chips fall your way and you win some of these close games. But I think you're exactly right, Trent. Let's wait and see. You know, you still have part of January. You have all of February. And then, you know, a couple of weeks in March to determine your fate. And that's a lot of basketball to be played against really good opponents. And Iowa State can accomplish a lot over these next 6 weeks.
John, before we let you go, new assistant football coach, a guy who knows something about David Montgomery, tried to recruit him in Shillhouse.
Yeah, I talked to him today. Really enjoyed visiting with him. Really pleasant guy, a young guy, but kind of reminds me a little bit of Matt Campbell in that he's young but very mature. Has some roots in Iowa. He was born in Davenport. Has a lot of family up in northwest Iowa by Sioux City. Has a ton of Midwest connections with his playing career in high school down in Kansas City, and now, you know, playing at Illinois and having a really good career there and then being an assistant coach there. I think he'll bring a lot to the table, not only in recruiting with all those connections, but he just seems like a really level-headed, fun guy to be around, and I think the players are really going to enjoy him. And he's got big shoes to fill. Lou Iene was terrific with those guys. But as we talked about with Nate today, he's inheriting a room full of really good guys, quality people. And with David Montgomery as a leader, they're in a pretty good spot there. And that's exciting for him. He's pretty jacked up to be back with, you know, some guys that he used to work with. Alex Golish, the tight ends coach and recruiting coordinator, being one of them. But he had a decent relationship with Matt Campbell even during his days being recruited in. Was excited about the possibility that Matt might end up as the Illinois offensive coordinator. Instead, he stayed at Toledo. But now their paths cross again, and he's really excited to be here. And I think it's going to be a really, really good fit for Iowa State.
All right, last thing. We'll let you run on this, John. John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones, joining us. 3 o'clock tip for Tennessee tomorrow. Good time, mid-afternoon. You know, but for years and years, I grew accustomed to Saturday night meant Iowa State basketball. And we don't get those as much anymore as we used to. Do you miss that in the way, or are you happy to get out of there and actually have time to get a good dinner after you finish up?
It's the latter for me.
Yeah.
You know, the older I get, the more I feel that way. But I think it's great. The mid-afternoon games are really, really good for fans that like to travel in for the games. They can get to the arena in daylight, get back home in daylight. And you know, it still allows you the chance to go out and do something fun that night, especially if they win. It's a lot more fun. But judging by the crowds, I think the fans like those afternoon tips as well. They had sellout crowds the last two Saturdays. And, you know, you think about that, Trent. You know, you come home to play Baylor. You're 0-5 in the Big 12 Conference. And, you know, I tweeted out that week what this team could really use right now is a full Hilton Coliseum on Saturday. And you walk in there, and sure enough, the place is absolutely jam-packed. And then same thing last Saturday with Texas Tech. What a pick-me-up. You know, what a shot in the arm. You talk about trying to avoid long slumps in college basketball. Well, when you come into that kind of an environment, it really helps. And Iowa State hasn't been perfect at home this year, but they've been pretty good. And the crowd has had a big role in that, and as it always has.
John, it's always good when we catch up with you. Have a great call tomorrow, pal. We'll be listening. Thank you, John.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
John Walters, longtime voice, Iowa State. They've got a big matchup tomorrow against Tennessee. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more basketball conversation. Kevin Lehman is going to join us. We'll dive into the Valley Conference a little bit, pick his brain on Iowa and Iowa State as well. Jimmy B and TC, the Big Talker, 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to buy a MyPillow and get another absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy. Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T Prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on autopay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school sports. Trek Hotted here. Join me Tuesdays with Tip-Off Tuesdays and Fridays on Fast Break Fridays here on 1700 KBGG. Play-by-play action with girls, boys, doubleheaders, and high school wrestling taking the airwaves during these cold winter months. It all culminates with the state wrestling tournament from Wells Fargo Arena, along with the girls and boys state basketball tournaments. Your home for high school sports in Central Iowa. 1700 KBGG.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We continue on. Kevin Lehman is a busy guy working on TV, radio. He sells popcorn in the stands when he's not doing the TV gig. He joins us right now on the Big Talker 1700. Hello, Kevin. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, Jimmy. You want some butter on that popcorn?
Yes, sir. I'll take that. Thank you very much.
All right.
Kevin, let's start. I appreciate it. Let's start first with you, and we'll do the Valley as well, but let's start first with Iowa at Nebraska. Kevin, do we see the Iowa team that beat up a lackluster Wisconsin team, or do we see the Iowa team which has not played well on the road?
Well, they're going into a buzzsaw here at Pinnacle Arena. My son lives in Omaha, Jimmy. He tried to get tickets for this game, couldn't do it. The place is sold out. So I think the Hawks are walking into a really tough environment. I do like this. I think Iowa's found their energy guy in Luka Garza. He's got four double-doubles. And he's kind of got the other guys playing hard. You know, this is a team without senior leadership, without any senior urgency. It's interesting that we have a freshman that's going to lead them in that level. But I tell you, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I think Bear has looked really tired. Had a little more injury against Wisconsin, but he's looked worn out this season. And I think the key for Iowa is Isaiah Moss. He's got to knock down threes to take some pressure off of Jordan Bohannon. He did it against Wisconsin. But I think this is a Nebraska team. They've only got one loss at home. That was to Kansas. They're just too good at home right now. This is the team at Nebraska that has saved Jim Miles' job.
And if there's going to be a fifth team out of the Big Ten, they appear to be the one. But, Kevin, have you looked at the schedule that they have the rest of the way, Nebraska being that? It's nuts. All right, and so Iowa this weekend, as we know. After that, at Wisconsin, that's a bad basketball team. At Minnesota, that's a train wreck. Rutgers and Maryland at home. One more road game, that's at Illinois. And then they come home for Indiana and Penn State. The Cornhuskers might run the table in the second half of the conference slate.
I'm with you, but they still may have an issue with their RPI and strength of schedule.
Yeah.
They're going to have to win some games in the Big Ten tournament if they're going to be the fifth team that represents the Big Ten, because after Purdue, Michigan State, Michigan, and Ohio State, they're the best candidate that I can see right now. And still, they could be a bubble team based on the schedule that they have left.
You know, this, I can't quite figure this out this year. Is there, like, Kevin, some really good teams? No great teams, but some really good teams. And yes, and then the rest of it is mediocrity? Or does it feel that way to you, that there's so many teams that are just hovering around the middle that we're not seeing anything that really gets everybody all excited? Where are you on that?
Oh, I think it's been that way, Jimmy, the past couple of years, where there is no dominant team. And, you know, we always like to have that dominant program, prominent team, because you're either going to love them or hate them. And we know that makes for great sports viewing. We haven't had that in college basketball. And that may be why we saw all these rule changes to get more offense in the game. If you look at some of these stats, how many teams now are shooting over 50% from the field? I mean, they're almost all doing it against the Hawkeyes. But you're seeing other teams do it also. We saw Penn State do it at Ohio State. There's just so much more scoring now. But to your original question, I just think we have a lot of – we don't have a dominant team. We got a lot of good teams, which is going to make for a great March. But, man, there's going to be some upsets. There'll be some teams that we didn't think about going to be making runs in that Sweet 16 and Final Eight.
Kevin Lehman joining us. We're talking college basketball here. Kevin, one more on the Big Ten and, well, the team that a lot of people expected to be a national title contender in the Big Ten this year. That's Michigan State. Earlier today, Mark Hollis resigns. A deeper story inside the world of ESPN with Outside the Lines investigation coming out right now paints not just the athletic department as a whole in a bad light, but Mark D'Antonio and also Tom Izzo in that basketball program. Tom Izzo, is it time to be concerned that maybe this is it for Tom Izzo and this is going to extend further than just an athletic director, but deeper inside that building?
Well, we started with the president, then we have the athletic director. I mean, it's all starting to trickle downhill, and I can't verify anything at Trent, but I'm hearing the rumors that there's going to be some basketball involved and some football. And you know, when you've got football, you deal with 100 guys. And I don't want to compare it to Penn State. If this all breaks, we may be at that type of level again. And it all started with, you know, how can you allow that team doctor to do all the things he was charged with and not know about it? And you know how it is. The cover-up always becomes worse than the actual crime. And not to belittle any of the victims here, but this is a real mess they got going at Michigan State.
All right, Kevin. Then it's a monster mess, and it's absolutely nasty. We have a few minutes left. Take me to the valley now, and let's start first with Drake. An opportunity a few nights ago, only a point difference in the game at about the 9-minute mark, and then Drake's offense went right in the dumpster for a fire, and Loyola blew them out. Is this the beginning of the end, or was that kind of just a bump in the road and you still think Drake's going to win a few more games in the Valley?
Oh, I think they'll win a few more games. I think they dealt with a Loyola team that is emerging as the best league, best team in the Valley right now because they have got their point guard back, Clayton Custer. I believe they're like 15-1 when he's playing for Loyola. He really makes them go. And this is a Loyola team that can score seven deep. They basically have seven starters. So Drake ran to that, but you thought Drake could protect home court better than they did. And I really think they've got a trap game coming at Evansville. Because if you remember when they played Evansville at the Knapp Center, the Aces had trouble getting in because of an ice storm, got there late, and they're going into the Ford Center in Evansville. They're going to retire, I believe, 8 jerseys. And one of them is Marty Simmons, the coach. This is going to be a tough environment for Drake to play in. Nick McGlynn had a great game against Evansville. He's going to have to really emerge because Evansville does. They talk about their motion offense, guys, but defensively they're much like Northern Iowa. They constrict the court. They challenge shooters. It's tough to play against this Evansville team. So Drake's going to really have to have their A game to get a road win.
Tell me about Marty Simmons, the basketball player. I look at that guy. I don't see a guy that's a hooper by any means.
Trent, I coached against him.
You did?
Oh, yes. The famous game in the dome where it actually rained inside the dome because of condensation.
Yeah.
We call it the rainout game.
Uh-huh.
Stop the game and clean the court. No, they called him the mule because he put everybody on his back. You know, he went to Indiana and played for Knight his freshman and maybe a sophomore, then transferred to Evansville,
Okay. Where
he's one of the all-time scorers there. Yeah, tough as nails. And what I remember about Marty Simmons was he picked up a third foul in that game against Northern Iowa. And I think at that time, Greg McDermott was playing along with Nick Nurse. And the guy that came in from Marty, he grabbed him at midcourt, his teammate, by the jersey and about tore it off him as he was giving that player his substitute instructions on how to guard the Northern Iowa Panthers. I'll never forget that. You knew this guy was going to be a coach, and he was one of the greatest competitors that you've ever seen put on a jersey.
Well,
great stuff.
That's is good. Great. I love that. And imagine him. So when you were talking there, I brought up his career page. Here's another thing, and a local connection. He coached at Wartburg for a year. What was he doing up in Waverly, hanging out with you?
You know what? He loves it, too, because every time I talk to him, every time I have a game, he always asks me how Buzz Levick is doing. You know, Buzz Levick is 90-plus years old, yeah. Coached there for 30 years. I played for Buzz. He was a Division III legend. And Marty always tells me, he goes, I loved that year I had at Wartburg, because you meet the boys for lunch every day over at the student center, the wrestling coach and the rest of the staff, and it's just a really tight-knit group. And he always talks finally of those years. He was there for a year, then he went to SIU Edwardsville as the head coach before going back to Evansville.
Ah, very cool. Well, you got to figure, though, Marty, isn't it kind of win-now time there? He's never gotten that team to the NCAA tournament. I know Evansville, the smallest school in the valley, but, you know, we've seen some good teams there. Is there pressure? And how about the MVC as a whole? Who's kind of going into the hot seat as we get ready to flip the calendar to February?
Well, you're talking about coaching hot seat?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if there is any, because, you know, there were some rumors about Greg Lansing had a couple bad years, but he's got a team on the upswing right now at Indiana State with Jordan Barnes and Britton Scott. That's a team to watch out for. I don't think there is anybody on the hot seat. And they love Marty in Evansville. You know, he's homegrown. His son's wearing his number 50, and that's the jersey they're going to retire today or tomorrow in that retirement ceremony. And you know what's interesting about the league, guys, is Valpo. They're the ones that, like, wow, what did we get ourselves into?
Yeah.
Because they were used to being an NCAA tournament team and winning that Horizon League. They're at the bottom of the league, and they are scratching their head because this league is so defensive-minded, so well scouted, that they're struggling to get wins.
All right, Kevin, you referenced you and I a little bit back a ways. You worked their game the other night. Why have the wheels come off this wagon for you and I?
Well, it didn't come out when I had the game Wednesday because, you know, sometimes, Jimmy, you're the bug and sometimes you're the windshield, and Illinois State was the bug that night. They were down 31 to Northern Iowa. So you're seeing some signs of Northern Iowa digging out of this hole again. They had 81 against Valpo. They were in the 80s against Illinois State. They had great looks at Southern, but lost. Here's the issue that Northern Iowa's got, guys. I don't think they can get out of that play-in game.
Yeah.
They can, because they're going to lose the tiebreaker to Southern Illinois. I don't think they can get out of that seventh-place spot. I really don't. So you're going to look at them maybe playing their first Thursday. And I think we go back past 14 years to maybe Greg McDermott's first or second year that they were in the Thursday play-in. I see that kind of coming. Gary Reimer will argue with you on that one. If you look at their schedule, guys, it is a tough one. Even if they get to 9-9, they got an issue with the tiebreaker because Southern has swept them.
It's a big hill to climb. Well, Kevin, as always, we appreciate your time. Our conversations with Kevin Lehman, presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Kevin, we'll do it again next week. Thanks as always.
All right, guys. Enjoy that SEC Big 12 Challenge on Saturday.
We will. There's no doubt. There he is, our man Kevin Lehman, joining us here today. Washer Systems of Iowa presents our conversations. We're back. It's the 5 o'clock hour next on 1700.
We talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KVGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
Shop the Kitchen and Bath event for Home Depot exclusives like the Kohler Rubicon single-handle bath faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. Its brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
If it's time to top off, flush or refuel your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $12.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double O rewards points for this purchase of Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's that time of year. The cold weather is here. The Animal Rescue League wants to remind you that unpredictable winter weather can be very dangerous for your animals, and we encourage you to bring them inside this time of year. Animals should not be left in cars and should only be outside long enough to relieve themselves. If you witness a situation,